We are joined now, and this is going to be an interesting conversation, by Mary Flynn, who is the founder of the Coalition of Bethesda Area Residents, and Katya Marin, who is the vice president of the East Bethesda Citizens Association. You say, why? Well, it's because there's some interesting meeting that's going to take place as these two groups get together in a public meeting to discuss the possibility, what kind of things would be necessary for Bethesda to become a self-governing city. It is not an incorporated city right now. There are only a few of them. But a lot of people in Bethesda are now wondering whether it's time for Bethesda to do something on its own, separate and apart from the county council. So let me start with you, Mary, if I could, please. What is this meeting all about, and what's precipitating this?
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. So what is precipitating this is a sense of frustration amongst the folks who live in the Bethesda area. Essentially, there are a million people who live in Montgomery County, and we're represented by one elected county executive and nine council members. And what's happening is we don't feel like we're properly represented in issues that are local to us.
Is it true that there is no member from Bethesda right now?
The closest we have is Roger Berliner, who lives up in Pike and Rose.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep. So the concern really comes out of a frustration related to the Bethesda downtown plan. So what we feel is that our issues are not being properly represented, or we feel that we're having a hard time getting through. And we're not the only ones. Other communities have also expressed similar concerns. School overcrowding, traffic, parks and open space, those are some of the major things we're not feeling that we're really getting represented by the nine members on the county council.
Okay, and so that you're getting together to have this meeting, and what is the hope for this meeting?
A lot of residents have brought up incorporation because there are other municipalities that are incorporated now, and they want to learn what it would take, what we would benefit. There are some tax implications for residents, certainly, and there are some responsibilities that come with incorporation that we need to better understand.
Do you feel like it's the business community, or is it just the citizenry at large? I mean, when I think of Bethesda, I think, well, there's a lot of homes and a lot of people who live there, but there's also like a big restaurant district and that kind of stuff. Which is the driving force here? Is it the residents, or is it the businesses?
It's truly the residents who are frustrated by traffic, schools, and situations that we feel are largely dismissed as they're planning this new sector plan for Bethesda.
So one of the questions that we have is, what are the implications specifically for zoning? Because zoning seems to be one of the reasons that the frustrations even exist. Incorporating the city seems to suggest, though, that you might not actually even be able to get to the zoning issue.
It's very unlikely that we would get zoning authority with incorporation, but it might get us in these conversations with the council and the planning board a little bit better than we're getting now.
So it's a step along the way. Is there a scenario where the city could ever get control of zoning?
I don't think that's the end game for us. It's really just to make sure that Bethesda is developed as well as it can be. I think we all have the same goal for Bethesda to be thriving and successful. The difference is we live there, we see it day to day, and we feel like there might be some missteps in the plan as it's structured now.
So now obviously in a plan like this, you're going to face challenges. What do you, I mean, and I realize this is a conversation that you want to start with the community, but if you decide to push forward and actually try and make Bethesda a self-governing city, what are the uphill challenges you might face in doing that?
Oh, we don't know yet. That's the point of tonight's meeting. So we've invited the Maryland Municipal League to come and just explain what are the opportunities, what are the responsibilities, what can we expect? And we hope to get mayors from other large municipalities to also weigh in. Really, where this is coming from, to better answer your prior question, is throughout this process of responding to the Bethesda Downtown Plan, a number of civic organizations have come together, and we've been talking to each other and really working together well. We all have very similar concerns and issues, and there is a hope that we can somehow continue that, have some sort of formalized structure, and it seems like the most logical place to start is potentially incorporating.
Has anybody from Montgomery County discouraged you in doing this meeting?
This is our very first entree, so it's not like we've you know, you're right on the cutting edge.
Yeah. they don't know what to be upset about
they,
yet.
They haven't had an opportunity to discourage us yet. We're just starting out, just learning.
All right. So, I mean, are you, do you guys anticipate? I mean, you, obviously, you're just beginning, but, I mean, it's possible that you could have in Bethesda your own police force. I mean, Gaithersburg has its own police force. It's an incorporated city.
It's highly possible, sure. So there are numbers.
Own fire department?
Yes, but the thing is, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We just want to find out what the opportunities are. This is really a learning process.
Is it possible that, you know, just by the very fact that you're having these conversations, you might also get more attention from the Montgomery County Council? They'll come to their senses and realize, well, we don't want to lose this tax base. We don't want to lose all those valuable homes and the businesses that are in Bethesda out of our tax base. Maybe we better give these people some more attention. Could that also be an outcome here?
That would not be a bad result.
That would be okay.
That would be okay.
So one way or the other, you're hoping to get the attention of the council or to go forward in a way that you feel like you have more say over the what happens in your community.
Well, I think it's bigger than that. I think we have gotten a lot of council members to talk to us, so they have been very generous with their time. The issue is whether we're really getting proper representation. Mm-hmm. So it may be that this is one potential step forward. It may be that there are other opportunities, for example, changing the council structure. Currently, we have 9 members, 4 are at large. You know, we all know where they live. Maybe there's a possibility that we reduce the at-large or we divide things up. There are many options. The real goal we want to get is better representation at the local level.
What kind of audience are you expecting for tonight's gathering? Have you gotten some early sense that there's going to be some energy, or you certainly are hoping for some?
We've had a lot of good feedback. This has been an issue on people's minds for some time now. Like I said, it's been coming up a lot in conversation for years. So we are expecting a lot of residents from different parts of Bethesda, different parts of the county.
So there's 156 self-governing entities in the state right now. It doesn't take but a few votes, I mean, a few signatures on a piece of paper to get it put down on the ballot, right?
We need 25% of our residents.
25%, okay. Yep. So it does take quite a few, actually.
Yes, it takes quite a few. And the council, ironically, needs to approve it before it can get on the ballot.
Okay. So in order for them to lose your tax base, they have to approve it?
That's exactly
well,
right.
I don't know that they're going to want to do that.
That does sound uphill, actually.
That does sound like a pretty uphill battle.
Well, but like we said, this isn't necessarily an immediate drive to push this forward. This is exploratory, and the greater issue is local representation.
All right. Well, listen, the meeting is tonight at Bethesda Chevy Chase High School. Is that right?
That's right. 7 p.m.
All right. Well, we'll be anxious to see exactly what happens there. And stay in touch. I'm really interested in this thing and see where it goes.
Thank you for having
could
us.
Could be seeing the birth of a new city right here, started on WMAL.